Title: Warehouse Session. Top Loop Swing in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DnB Vibes Advanced. Alright, welcome back. Today we're going deep into one of the most underrated, most warehouse parts of jungle and old school DnB production. The top loop, not your kick and snare. Not the big obvious stuff. I'm talking hats, shakers, rides, little bits of noisy brightness that live above the drums and create that rolling, sweaty forward momentum. Because in real classic jungle, that groove is almost never perfectly quantized. It's push and pull. It's micro timing. It's velocity shape. It's a little grit that makes it feel like it got bounced through a sampler, recorded in a hot room, and played too loud on a proper system. And we're doing it in Ableton Live 12, stock devices only, advanced workflow, groove pool, micro nudging, velocity sculpting, resampling, and some parallel top crush to bring the attitude. Let's set the session up like a DnB engineer. Set your tempo between 165 and 174. I'll sit at 170 BPM so the groove is fast enough to feel like jungle, but we can still hear the swing clearly. Now, create a drum group. Inside it, keep it organized. Kick, snare or clap, tops, and optionally a break layer if you're stacking one. The key mindset today is this. Keep kick and snare mostly straight. The tops get the swagger. Also create two return tracks right now, because this is the pro workflow part where you move fast and you don't bake everything into one channel too early. Name the first return R, top crush. Name the second one R, top room. Crush is your parallel grit. Room is your short ambience. Cool. Now let's build the sources for the tops, because a great top loop is rarely one sound. It's a little ecosystem. Inside your tops group, aim for 3 to 5 lanes. Each lane does one job. You've got two main approaches. Audio loops or MIDI programming. Audio is the classic approach. MIDI is modern control. You can also blend them, which is honestly where things start to feel expensive. If you're using an audio top loop, grab something clean. A hat loop, shaker loop, ride loop, or even the top end extracted from a break. Warp mode matters here. For crisp hats, try beats mode. For a fuller loop with more texture, Complex Pro can work, but don't overwarp it. This is important. Overwarping destroys natural movement. Use as few warp markers as you can get away with. You want control, not surgery. If you're using MIDI, load up a drum rack. Put in a tight closed hat, a short open hat, a shaker, and maybe a ride or noise hat. Start with a 1-bar pattern and think in a 16th note grid as your base. Do a steady 16th closed hat as the spine. Add shaker on offbeat eighths, and sprinkle in a couple of extra 16ths so it doesn't feel like a metronome. Then open hat. Sparingly, maybe on the end of 2 or 4, just enough to lift. Here's the goal. Density, but not constant brightness. Jungle grooves breathe. The air comes and goes. Now we swing the tops only. This is where people mess up and swing the whole drum bus, and suddenly the kick and snare lose authority. Don't do that. Tops only. Select your top clips, either audio or MIDI. Open the groove pool. Now pick a groove source. Best case scenario, you have a break loop you love. Amen, think, whatever you're referencing. Right-click it and extract groove. That's the cheat code because it gives you a real feel map, not just generic swing. If you don't have a break handy, Ableton's built-in grooves are still great. Look for MPC-style swings or 16th swing templates. Apply the groove to your top clips and now dial it in. Timing. Start around 45%. That's a sweet spot where you feel it, but it's not falling over. If you want subtle jungle roll, 35 to 45. If you want noticeable swagger, 55-ish. Velocity, 15 to 35%. This matters even if you think you already did velocity work. Groove velocity adds a kind of performance contour that's hard to fake quickly. Random, 3 to 10%. Go easy. Random is like hot sauce. A little makes it exciting. Too much and it tastes like chaos. When random is too high, it stops rolling and starts sounding drunk. Bass. Usually 1/16th for DnB tops. And one more pro habit, don't commit right away. Groove is flexible as long as you keep it uncommitted. I personally only commit when the arrangement is solid and I'm sure I'm not about to change the clip structure. Now, groove gets you most of the way, but the remaining magic is micro timing. This is where you start sounding old school. Let's do micro push and pull. If you're in MIDI, open the MIDI editor and resist the urge to hit 100% quantize after this. That will erase the vibe you're creating. Pick a couple closed hats and nudge them slightly early, like -3 to -8 milliseconds. Not 30, not a full 16th. Milliseconds, you're creating urgency. Then take a couple shaker hits and nudge them slightly late, like +5 to +12 milliseconds. That creates that lazy tail behind the grid that makes the loop roll forward. Important rule. Keep your snare and your main backbeat stable. The tops orbit around the snare. They don't replace it. If you're using audio, do the same thing but with warp markers sparingly. Or slice the loop to a new MIDI track based on transients, then groove it and nudge it like MIDI. That's a killer hybrid trick. You keep the loop's texture, but you gain placement control. Now, quick coaching note. When you're judging swing, don't solo the whole drums. Solo snare plus tops. Think anchor and haze. The snare is the anchor. The tops are controlled haze around it. If the snare starts feeling like it disappears, your hats are either too loud in that 3 to 8K range, or they're landing too close to the snare transient and masking it. Next, velocity sculpting. This is where life appears. Swing without velocity can still feel stiff. For MIDI hats and shakers, build a simple accent cycle. Think 4 hits repeating. First hit strong, maybe 95 to 110. Second hit lighter, 65 to 80. Third medium, 80 to 95. Fourth lighter again, 55 to 70. Now you've got breath. Then add occasional ghost hats at super low velocities, like 20 to 40, especially leading into the snare. This is a classic jungle feeling. Little whispers that make the snare hit feel bigger because the space is framed. And here's an advanced move. Intentional missing hits. Instead of constantly adding notes, delete a couple 16ths every bar, often right before the snare. The gap makes the next hit feel like it pulls harder. And delete them for real. Don't just set velocity to 1, because the envelope and the way effects respond can be different. Alright. Now we build the TOPS FX chain on the TOPS group. Stock devices, but we're being deliberate. First device, EQ8. High pass the TOPS somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. The exact spot depends on the source, but the goal is simple. TOPS should not be dragging low mid junk into your drum bus. If it's harsh, do a gentle dip around 3 to 5K. Then, if you need air, a very small shelf, like +1 to +3 dB around 10 to 14K. Be careful. Air is addictive, and it turns to fizz fast. Next, auto filter for movement. Set it to high pass, 12 or 24 dB slope, frequency around 250 to 600 Hz. Then add a bit of envelope, like 5 to 15%, with a fast attack, 1 to 5 milliseconds, and release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. What this does is it flicks the filter based on transient energy, so louder hits feel like they open up a touch. It's subtle movement, but it reads as life. Next, drum bus. This is character and glue. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch very small, like 0 to 10%. Boom usually off for tops. Damp to control fizz. And transients +5 to +20 if you want more tick and definition. Then, saturator. Put it after drum bus for tone. Soft sine or analog clip. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. This is where you get that old sampler edge, but you're trying to stop before it becomes constant white noise. Optional. Glue compressor. Very subtle. Attack 3 milliseconds. Release auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. The goal is to unify layers, not smash them. Then utility. If you want width, try 110 to 140%, but be smart. A lot of classic jungle is wide up top, but mono compatibility matters. So here's your face-safe stereo rule. Put a utility at the very end with a mono toggle, and map it so you can check quickly. If the hats vanish in mono, reduce width or only widen the highest, sparkliest layer and keep the rest centered. Now let's get the warehouse grit with returns. On R, top crush. Load overdrive first. Set the frequency somewhere around 2 to 4K so you're biting the presence range. Drive 20 to 40%. Tone to taste, aggressive but not piercing. Then add redux. Downsample around 4 to 10. Start at 6. Bit reduction 0 to 2. You're adding texture, not destroying the audio. Then EQ8, high pass it hard, 500 Hz to even 1K. This is a big one. You want the crush return to be mostly texture and hair, not body. Optionally notch any harshness around 7 to 9K. Now send to it from tops. Start low, like minus 18 to minus 12 dB send level, and blend until the loop just starts to hair up. If you notice the hats turning brittle, back off and consider filtering before the distortion or using a little transient control pre-crush so the distortion doesn't grab nasty spikes. On R, top room, load hybrid reverb. Pick a small room or ambience. Decay 0.3 to 0.8 seconds. Pre-delay 0 to 10 milliseconds. High pass the reverb around 400 to 800 Hz. Wet on the return at 100%, then send just enough so the tops sit in a space without washing the transients. Now one more macro groove tool that advanced producers use constantly. Track delay. After you've got groove pool and micro nudges, go to the track delay field for the entire tops group. This is not swing, this is global placement relative to kick and snare. Try making the tops late by +3 to +12 milliseconds. Nate tops feel heavier, more head nod, more warehouse. Or make them early by -2 to -6 milliseconds for urgency, more rave, more on the edge. Pick one direction and commit to mixing into it. It changes the attitude of the whole tune. Next, let's talk arrangement, because old school vibes come from variation. Not a static one-bar loop, over 16 or 32 bars, evolve the swing and density. Maybe bars 1 to 8 or subtle swing, timing 35 to 45. Bars 9 to 16, push timing up 5 to 10% and add a ghost shaker. At the drop, tighten the random slightly so it feels more locked, and increase the crush send for hype. And if you want a really effective pre-drop trick, one bar before the drop, do an air choke. Automate a gentle high shelf cut on the tops, or low pass down to about 8 to 10k, and kill the crush send briefly. Then on the downbeat, restore both. The groove hits harder even though the timing didn't change. Since groove timing isn't directly automatable, here's the workaround that feels like proper hardware sequencing. Make clip variants. Light swing, medium swing, heavy swing. Swap clips at key points. That's the swing ramp without automation.